We missed you. What is on the menu today?
Well, Jada Pinkett Smith made a bold style choice that just might shock you. We'll explain.
And the Emmy nominations are out, and you know we're about to get all up in it.
Plus, who's having a birthday sex party? Ooh. Here's a hint. She has a sweet family member.
Heidi and Frank will join us later, but Headcrack, what you got?
All right, y'all, it's time for a... Let me get my knuckles together.
Smash alert!
And this one might be the most shocking smash alert ever. Get ready for this, all right? So it's Kraft macaroni and cheese and ice cream.
No. Wait, what?
No.
Disgusting. Wait, what?
Well, check this out. Kraft has teamed up with Van Leeuwen Ice Cream to create Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream. Now, one pint of this stuff costs $12.
Damn.
And get this. The limited edition flavor is made using actual powdered cheese for the macaroni boxes. Wow.
I like my macaroni and cheese like super cheesy. To be the macaroni and cheese, too. I like it's got to be a little more, it's got to be more orange. That's a little light. That right there is dry.
So if it was more orange, you would be game for it? You would try it?
Yes, if it was orange.
Now, Gary, you are a food connoisseur. Do you think you would try this, Gary?
I think it would be delicious because you're getting a meal and dessert all in one. So I think people should rush out to buy it. I mean, I can just think about it. Could you eat a macaroni and cheese for lunch or dinner?
If you're a lactose, you just might as well just go ahead and chalk it up to you're going to die, child. You're just going to die.
I was about to say that I'm lactose intolerant, so it's cheese and ice cream.
And dairy.
I'm going to get the bubble guts, and you don't want to be around me.
As a person who puts Frosted Flakes on top of his macaroni, this actually doesn't sound like a bad idea at all. Sign me up.
That's an abomination.
All right, well, it don't sound so good, but I love this story, y'all. Multiple gold medalist and mom Allison Felix is headed to Tokyo for the Olympics. But before that, she is doing something so amazing. Along with Athleta and the Women's Sport Foundation, Allison is giving $10,000 each to 20 fellow mom athletes to pay for child care when they travel to competitions.
Yes.
You know, and that's a total of $200,000. Yes, to help these moms focus on their sport. Now, Portia, we know whenever you get involved in this kind of sports and you have to travel, child care is like so important. So with that being taken care of, would this be something that you'd want to be involved in? You think you want to go to the Olympics, girl?
Exactly.
If you knew Pilar was taken care of?
Listen, exactly. That's the only reason I'm not in the Olympics, because they didn't have this before. Like, I totally run the relay. Totally run the 100 meter. Like, are you kidding me?
Portia, what would be your sport of choice in the Olympics?
I'd be in the relay late race, and I'd be swinging disc at Gary's head.
Swinging what?
Yeah, I'm Miss Portia. Be running for them damn Africans, honey. Yeah, she needs that money for childcare.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, y'all. Rapper Akbar V just shared plans for her birthday party, and it's kind of surprising.
Mm.
Well, actually, she's Candy Burris' cousin, and Candy's a very sex-positive person, so maybe it's not that surprising. Akbar, who appears on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, posted this on her Instagram story. She said, "I'm having a sex party for my birthday, and if y'all ain't trying to get stay at home."
Oh my, that's aggressive.
What are y'all putting in the water in Atlanta? I mean, with all this sex stuff going on, I don't know what is going on in Atlanta.
Think about this. Cher, you going to this party?
Well, if these are the kind of parties that they're having in Atlanta, Brad, when you gonna have yours? I'll be right there.
Wow, there we go.
That is so disgusting.
No, absolutely not. But when you came to Atlanta, you didn't have time for me.
Okay, checkmate.
Oh my God.
You keep talking all this, but when you here, you don't call, so bye. Bye, girl.
So you got
girl, bye.
You guys, so what does one bring as a party favor to this gathering? Do you bring potato salad? Do you bring tequila? What do you bring?
Lube,
what
would you condoms? Toys. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got to get dry. If you having a sex party, you need some lubrication.
I would bring a candle, Chewy, because a candle would be nice to let the wax just, light the candle, let the wax just drip all over my body. And, you know, it would be
I'm not wasting my wax on you, Gary.
Portia would.
Wasting my candle wax on your
Gary
back.
Gary walking around the party just waxy.
Well, it looks like the kids tried to Danielle hustled the baby, y'all. That's right. So the baby posted a video to his IG of some kids trying to raise some money by selling him some candy. But check out his reaction, y'all.
What you charge for?
$2. I'm in that
phone. $2. So man, this stuff. How that's $200.
I make phone every day off donation.
Which, how much you want for your box? That's count.
It's 34 times.
Exactly. What's 34 times 2, my boy? It ain't 200.
That's 2.
It ain't 200. It ain't even $100. $68.
Okay, so hey, Craig, who do you think was wrong in this case? Was it the baby or was it the kids?
It was the kids in this situation. Cause here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with hustling, right. But don't get greedy. Right. You know what I mean? Like the baby would have took care of you. Like, you know, you get your hustle together and know the math before you just throw some outlandish number out there for somebody who's pretty good at math. Like the baby knew his stuff.
So he didn't expect the baby to know how to add. That's what it was. He was stereotyping the little child.
He was stereotyping.
Oh, that's bad.
That was one of my first jobs, y'all, when I was 10 years old. I would sell candy door to door. And they used to send us to the worst neighborhoods to go sell candy.
Yeah.
And when somebody would buy our whole box, we would be so happy because that means we could go home. So I told when I see these kids on the streets, I buy all their candy.
Were you working for a warlord, Chewy? Like, it sounded like...
Oh. So you went to the hood, took their money and sold them candy and went back to the suburbs?
Who was the ringleader of your operation?
I don't know, brother. You know, it probably was a warlord. He had like 10, 15 kids working for him. So we were all selling candy for him. But but I always buy these kids as candy when I see them on the streets.
So, Frank, what's up, honey? What's going on with Kourtney Kardashian up to? What is she up to now?
Well, Gary, Kourtney and her boyfriend, Travis Barker, attended the UFC 264 fight between Dustin Poirier and Conor McGregor in Vegas. And they gave the kiss cam quite a show. Take a look.
Celebs are out. Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Ew. What were we in seventh grade?
Gross.
But, I mean, their tongue wrestling was better than the actual main event as far as fights go.
Now, whose tongue do you think won that?
I think Travis pinned her down. But if you notice, we got a still shot here of Kourtney smiling at the very end of the kiss. And she has, like, one of her teeth has, like, a grill cap on it.
Yeah, a grill. Is it still a whole grill?
Does that mean they're engaged now? I don't know. What are the moms of kids doing these days?
They're definitely going steady, I would say. That is...
It's a promise tooth. Not quite an engagement tooth.
She has agreed to oral.
Oh!
There we go, right there. That is where you go. Will you? And you will, and you go.
I thought she confirmed that, but she was sucking on his thumb. I was like, hey, yeah, I think she's already confirmed.
I don't want to look like I have braces. I hated that look. And now that's kind of like you're putting stuff on your teeth to make it look like you have braces back. I don't get it. I really don't understand that at all. And how would...
You don't understand love and passion.
I understand love and
passion. They're in love with each other.
I understand.
It's gross, but they're in love with each other.
Well, you think love's gross anyway.
Love is gross.
Well, stay tuned because we're grilling up more Dish Nation after the break. You see what I did there?
Yeah, grilling.
Right. We'll be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, Dishettes. It's time for...
What's your hair?
Yes, baby. Yes, honey. Now, Miss Jada Pinkett Smith, honey, her mini-me, little Willow, honey, she said she cut it off, honey, because you know what? They are both bald. Now, Jada, y'all posted a photo. Yeah, she looks amazing, though. Now, Jada posted y'all a photo, honey. She did. She posted a photo and video, honey, rocking the baldy with the caption. Here's what she said. Willow made me do it because it was time to let go. But my 50s are about to be divinely lit, honey, with this shed.
They look like the most beautiful aliens I have ever seen. Like, when I saw Jada, she literally, she looks like out of this world. She doesn't even look human. Like, I've never seen, I did not know her face was that perfect. Like, literally.
But she's not being very considerate of her husband. He gotta rub her hair like he's rubbing a man's hair. I don't think a head, that's not a good look.
Oh,
honey.
Gary,
it ain't none of the shade you was throwing. He gonna rub her head and still be excited. Mm. Hell, I'm excited looking at it. She looks sexy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you. But anyway, child.
Right. Well, y'all, it is Emmy season, and the 2021 Primetime Emmy Awards will be hosted by my friend and our friend, Cedric the Entertainer. The nominees were announced this morning by father-daughter duo and past Emmy winners Ron and Jasmine Cephas Jones.
All right, well, let's pop it off with WandaVision. They had a really great morning for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They racked up a total of 23 nominations, including Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series, and lead actors for Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen. They were both nominated as well, and it's a great show, so I'm glad they got the nod.
All right.
Also, a huge congratulations are in order to MJ Rodriguez, who made Emmy Awards history for becoming the first transgender nominee in the Best Actress category for a role in the hit Fox series Pose.
Oh, yeah. I love MJ. Yeah, yeah.
And congrats to Bridgerton as well. They got 12 nominations, including Best Actor for Reggae, John Page. And get this, 4 of the 6 nominees for Best Actor were Black. Billy Porter was also nominated for Pose, Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us, and Jonathan Majors for Lovecraft Country.
Wow.
For the 3rd year in a row, Felicia Rashad was nominated for her work on This Is Us. But keep in mind, y'all, these noms were voted on before Bill Cosby was released from prison. And can you believe it, y'all? She's been nominated 6 times and never won.
Oh, man.
Well, y'all, Oprah was also nominated for her outstanding hosted nonfiction series or special for the interview, Gary, that she did with your cousin, the Duchess of Sussex.
But Portia, darling, the Emmys were shaded to you, dear. But Low Deck, honey, is nominated, but no love for the Real Housewives.
Below Deck? You got to talk to your marketing team over there at the Housewives, because if Below Deck is nominated and not all the mess y'all go through on Real Housewives, something is wrong. Right. Very, very wrong.
I want my life. You know what? I want my life back. I want my life back. I done put my life. I want my life back. Let me start over. Get my life back. All right, y'all. Today's deal is the 2-pack Raven Fly Sport Burst Waterproof Earbuds. These earbuds are lightweight, wireless Bluetooth earbuds with a 10-hour playtime. This deal includes 2 pair of earbuds, 6 sets of ear wings, 6 sets of ear tips, so you can find the perfect fit for your ears, and 2 micro USB charging cables and 2 storage pouches.
Well, Brad, and I see that they're waterproof and sweatproof, which is pretty perfect for an intense workout.
It also makes calls, and you can control your volume and music hands-free.
Oh, and you can pair them with 2 streaming devices at once. Now, this is real cute. So, Brad, how much is it, girl?
Well, usually this set can run as high as $80, but for our Dish Nation family, you get 2 for only $15, y'all.
Stop playing.
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, we have the celebrity offspring version of Smash Alert coming up after the break, so don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, it's time for another special edition of Today's a good one. Today is a good one because we have a celebrity offspring edition. We're going to start here. First up is Stranger Things' Millie Bobby Brown. She is dating Jon Bon Jovi's son, Jake Bon Jovi. He looks a lot like his dad. Now, the two...
But she looks nothing like Bobby Brown.
She's not, what? She's not Bobby Brown's daughter.
Like, was that before Whitney or after Whitney? Where did this girl come from?
Oh, damn. Let's do the math on that. Well, the two had fans talking when Jake posted pictures of them last month. And then he put BFF, you know, best friends forever. But Millie shared pics of the two recently and said, having fun in the sun. You might remember, Sherry, Millie Bobby Brown is special friends with Drake. Remember they were like texting?
Yes, that's right.
Special. You think Drake is giving her special dating advice or no?
Yeah, because look at it this way. Drake is a musician. Then you got Jon Bon Jovi's son. He's a musician, so his son might have those same predilections. Is that the word, Heidi? You know, so she would want to know how he's going to act. So I think that's a really, she's getting really good advice from Drake.
All right, up next, this couple's dads are the goats when it comes to comedy, y'all. Yeah. I'm talking about Martin Lawrence's daughter, Jasmine Lawrence, and Eddie Murphy's son, Eric Murphy, are together, y'all.
Oh.
Power couple.
Eric posted the two of them a couple weeks ago, but Jasmine just posted a sweet message to her man, Eric, for the first time to wish him a very happy birthday over the weekend, and fans went crazy. How cute is this couple, y'all?
They are pretty cute
together. I think that with both of them having fathers who are comics and, like you said, the goats, I would think that they would be silly together, Chewy, that they would do a lot of laughing.
I picture them being really quiet and introverted, to be honest with you.
Going the other way.
Comedy skits generation.
Right.
They're going to have the funniest baby in the world.
Yeah. Imagine.
Well, Floyd Money Mayweather just seems to keep getting richer. Floyd placed a $50,000 bet that Dustin Poirier would beat his former competitor, Conor McGregor.
Love it.
In a UFC fight, and he did. Floyd shared this ticket showing that he won a little over $35,000.
Oh, very cool.
That's like the amount of money. I mean, his name is Floyd Money Mayweather.
That's right.
Right.
The amount of money he put down is like you buying a $5 scratcher.
But do you think that's an insult to Conor McGregor that I don't even think you're worth it to be even betting a lot of money on you?
Yeah,
I'm going to put down $50,000.
I think Mayweather's trolling a little bit right here. Maybe a little bit.
He took his winnings that night and like just popped champagne and he didn't even, it's probably throwaway money. For Floyd.
No,
it's
girl, right. You know, it's like, $5. Heidi bought a Birkin bag for one of his hoes. You know that's that Floyd.
He probably bought the biggest lobster on the strip that night and ate it with his 10 wives. Probably did that.
Damn.
Coming up, Usain Bolt not only sets records, he creates words. Find out what his new word is after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms. At Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
Well, it looks like Usain Bolt has come up with a new word to describe how fast he is. Mm. The word is Usainly, which by his definition, it means awesome or incredibly, but primarily is used in reference to the world's fastest man.
Okay, so I would say it like Frank is Usainly fast in the bedroom.
Yes, that'd be accurate.
Use that word. I used that properly.
Yes, right? You did.
You came up with something Usainly fast. So, what are you talking about?
I like that. Frank, wow, you were Usainly fast tonight.
The world's
Frank.
Fastest man.
The one time I had a pimple on my forehead and it was Usainly huge. Like, it doesn't go.
No. You had the fastest zit on the planet. Well, no, one day it wasn't there, and the next day it was.
No,
it was,
but you could say the stuff when I squeezed it, the stuff came out of there Usainly fast.
It hit the mirror Usainly fast.
That's right.
Like, my divorces were Usainly quick.
as were the marriages.
Yeah, right.
As were the marriages. Even more Usainly quick.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.